Everybody survived the storms this morning, last night? Well, yeah. When I could sleep, I slept right through them. But the storms don't normally do what? Oh, storms don't normally keep me awake unless they're just right on top of us. You know, the Lord impressed me with this chapter here a couple of weeks ago. And it was kind of one of those deals that I was like, okay. and then the Lord started impressing upon me a little show and tell. And this chapter we're going to look at tonight is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I know that the first part of this, you know, it sounds a little strange for us because Paul is actually talking to the Corinthians and, kind of putting it where the cow eats the cabbage, you know. And but let's start with the first verse. It says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led." You know, we can apply that to these days also, because, you know, people who don't serve the Lord are carried away with all kinds of different idols and things, and that draws them away from where they need to be. Verse 3, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are different differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." And when it says "as he will," it says "God will," because God's the one that divides all of those things. God's the one that pours out those things. "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." I want to talk a little, we'll carry on with that chapter in a little bit, but talking about the different members of the body of Christ. You know, we're all members of this local body, But we're also members of the body of Christ, which includes all saints of God who have given themselves unto Jesus. And, you know, and we're all important. We're all important. No matter what your gift or what your situation or what your thing that God has given you to do or to be, you know, because we're all different. We all have different things to do, and it's all ordered by God. God created each one of us to be what He wants us to be, and it's very important for us to seek after Him, to know what He wants us to be. There's nothing wrong with desiring spiritual gifts or desiring things that, you know, well, I sure would like to be able to do that. Well, but is that what God wants you to do? Is that the place where God wants you? Where did God place you? And so it's critical that we follow after and we search after the Lord to know where He wants us and what He wants us to be. Because every one of us are important to the body of Christ. No matter what that position is. And, you know, you may, sometimes if we're not careful, we get to looking at, well, he's the pastor. Or she's the worship leader. Or they're so-and-so. And sometimes if we're not careful, we can think, well, but, you know, they're just, that person there, all they do is greet people at the door. No, that person's just as important as anyone else. Because it takes every person to be the body of Christ in order to fulfill what God has for us to do. Got a little bit of stuff here. I got some parts. There's a tool. Let's see here. Here's a part. Most of you probably don't know what that is. We call it a pylon to make a prosthesis. But now this little piece of pylon, it's not any good for anything by itself. It's good for nothing by itself, other than it's got some screws, some adjustment screws, piece of pipe. And then here's another little piece. It's called a collar. Nice little piece, nicely manufactured. It's not really good for anything by itself. But the people who manufactured it had intentions for this piece. For it to be used in a certain way in order to make a prosthesis. I worked in the field, so I know what all these are. Okay. I got a spare foot too.
It's so
pretty. I got two or three more at home. But that's right. Don't want to run out of feet. You know, might have a blowout on one and you have to have another one. And you know, this is a nice, wonderful foot. It's a good foot, well made. The company who made this, you know, took quite a few people to manufacture it, to make it, and to produce it. But just that foot right there, you can't walk on just that foot. Because it's just a foot. And you know, you gotta have other things to go with it. You gotta have other things to go with it in order to make it a prosthesis. And then I have, this is the socket. This socket was made for my leg. It's been quite a few years ago. It was an old one I had in the garage. I drug it out for this purpose. But originally, this socket was made because someone took a cast of the end of my leg. That's what the end of my leg looked like. They took a cast of it. They poured that cast with plaster, then took the casting off the plaster and shaped it up like he wanted it to be to fit my leg. And then he had to mount it on this block here and on this piece here in order to fit it on me to make a prosthesis. Now, all of these pieces are good, but in themselves, they're no good at all. Other than just, well, look what I got. You know? But if I take this tool right here and got to remember how it went together. And these it has adjustment screws. These little screws on the side are what holds it together on here. And when you put it together, then after you get it together, you can adjust the screws so that you can walk straight on it and all of that stuff. Maybe I can. There it goes. Okay. Now, each one of these little screws is important too, because if you don't have those screws in there and you don't tighten them up and get them nice and snug, then while you're walking on it, and I had it happen, while you're walking on it, that thing will pop apart. And then where are you going to find yourself? On the floor. Okay. All right, so I put that piece on there. Well, I still can't walk on that. I mean, you know, it's okay. It's a little more than it was, but it's not a complete prosthesis. Well, you take this little piece that I told you about was a collar. Well, that collar fits down on there. You shove it down on there. And then this little side screw right here tightens it up so it don't come off. Well, all right, there you got another piece on there. But it's still not a prosthesis. I still can't walk on it. But then you take this piece and you put it on here. Get up here where I can see. Now, I couldn't walk on this one tonight because it's been too long since I wore this socket. It wouldn't fit. But you get the gist of what I'm saying, that things are breaking off of it. Man, it is old. Kind of crooked, too. Anyway, you know, you get all these pieces together. Boy, it's gonna fall apart before I get done. So anyway, got all those pieces put together, and what do we have? We got a prosthesis that can be walked on. And I'm using that just to show that it takes all of us to make a church. It takes all of us to make the body of Christ so that the body of Christ can do what God intended for us to do. And we're all important. No matter what part we play, no matter what part we play in the church or in the body of Christ, we're all important. And so without each one of us, you know, Pastor and Brother Brandon, they're always saying, you're greatly missed when you're not here. And that's true, because it leaves a vacant spot. Not that we can't carry on. You know, it's like, when I first lost my leg, well, I lost my foot. Well, kind of disabled me. You know, I still managed to get around in a wheelchair. You use other devices in order to get around, but it wasn't as good. And when each of us, when we're not here and being in our part, doing our part, and I'm not saying that, you know, there's times that all of us are not going to be where we would rather be, or where we feel like we should be, but when there's a vacant spot and there's something missing when we're not here, and when we're not in our place to do and be what God intended for us to be. And okay, where was we in here? 14. For the body is not one member, but many. You know, if the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God hath set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. That's what I was saying a while ago. God put each one of us in place as it pleases him for his purpose. And if they were all one member, where would the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And what it's meaning by that, is, by more feeble, is not necessarily that they're less important. They're just, you don't think of the foot like you do the head. You know, the head's where the brain is. The head's where the thinking is. The foot just carries us around. But it's just as important to the body as the head is. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked, that there should be no schism, in other words, no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And so that we all have the same care for each other. No matter what our spot or what our thing is or what God has us to do in the body. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, First, apostles. Secondary, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. You know, I've got to sit. You know, God has placed each one of us where he's placed us. And it's very important for each one of us. And I believe everybody here, you know, I'm kind of, it's almost like preaching to the choir. But, you know, it doesn't hurt for us to go over, just like reading the Bible over and over and over. You always pick up new things, and the Lord shows you new things in the Scripture. You know, we sometimes need to be reminded that no matter who it is or what it is or what God has for us to do, it's good for each one of us to remember that person is just as important to this body as I am. And that person is just as important, and that person is. And to remember, when that person suffers, it affects me. But when they rejoice, when they are rejoicing, then we get to rejoice with them. You know, because we are one body, and we're one of the same spirit, because God placed us this way. And God put us in this place, and, you know, and wherever we might be, you know, where God has placed us, the way I always look at it is, Lord, you placed me here. I'm going to be everything that I can be for you right here, as long as you have me right here. And that's the way every Christian should feel. God, you put me here. I'm going to do everything I can to do my best work for you, and you just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do my best to do it, and to be a helpmeet to all the body, to all the body, to lift up the pastors, to lift up the singers, to lift up the greeters, to lift up whoever, the children's ministry, everybody, because we are all members of this body, all members of the same body, the body of Christ. I hope y'all receive something from that. And